USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president has tweeted no redos for the Dems. He's talking about special counsel Robert Mueller saying he shouldn't testify before Congress. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on CBS's Face the Nation.
There's so many unanswered questions. Remember, there are two volumes to the Mueller report. The first volume deals with Russian interference in our election. Much of that is redacted. We need to know what they did, which led to the indictment of Russians by Mueller and led to, I hope, a new resolve by the United States to never let it happen again.
The Republican point of view from Louisiana Senator John Kennedy on NBC's Meet the Press.
Many of my Democratic friends thought that Mueller was going to indict the president. And so the Mueller report was kind of like a hair on their biscuit. And now they don't know what to do, so they're attacking Bill Barr. And my feeling about it is it's time to move on.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
North Korea has acknowledged that leader Kim Jong-un did observe this weekend's launch of projectiles, calling it a drill. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this on Fox News Sunday.
We still have every intention of negotiating a good resolution with North Korea to get them to denuclearize. We've known it would be a long path. We've known it wouldn't be straightforward. But I have extended our negotiating hand to the North Koreans since Hanoi. We've heard back from them. I extend my hand to continue those negotiations. We want to continue to work towards a peaceful resolution to achieve denuclearization, fully verified.
The death toll has climbed to at least 41 after an Aeroflot jet crash-landed in Moscow and caught fire. Reporter Alec Loon is in Moscow.
The Aeroflot flight with 78 on board was forced to land minutes after takeoff. Passengers fled the fire via inflatable evacuation slides. Two children were among the dead. Lightning or an electrical fire may be to blame.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are two frozen food recalls happening now. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
One of the recalls is for 2 million pounds of frozen entrees made for the P.F. Chang brand because of a mislabeling issue. The brand's home menu chicken pad thai and chicken fried rice may have milk as an ingredient which was not listed on the product labels. Milk can produce an allergic reaction in those who are lactose intolerant. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods has recalled 12 million pounds of chicken strips. The frozen ready-to-eat chicken strip items were produced between October 1st and March 8th, with use-by dates of October 1st, 2019 through March 7th of 2020. That recall is because of potential metal contamination, as small pieces of metal have been found in some of those products. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Despite a booming economy, one Democratic presidential candidate refuses to recognize President Trump's success in that area. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Democrats have been trying to downplay the great economy under President Donald Trump, saying the middle class has been left behind. But on Fox News, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says just the opposite is true.
It's the blue-collar people that have the fastest job expansion. Okay. And it's the blue-collar people that have the best wage growth. So what Mr. Booker and some others are saying is simply not true factually. That's all I want to make point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.